And here's the question a lot of people have been asking. A lot of people have been listening to this question in the last couple of days. Are a couple in Port au Basse simply not smart enough to be good parents? That seems to be the case at hand for Dorothy and Bobby Rogers. Last fall, you've heard the stories by now probably, the couple's two children were taken away from them. Those children are 4 and 5 years old. Taken away not because the kids had been abused or neglected, but because the parents' parenting skills were found wanting. As is often the case in these stories, there is a lot more than first meets the ear, as I discovered earlier today during a lengthy conversation with Dorothy Rogers. I began by asking her why she sought refuge at a transition house in Corner Brook in February of 2010.
And I went there because I've had problems of my own, and I went there to reach out for help. I have dealt with things from my past, and 6 years ago I was sexually assaulted. And dealing with this matter, I have, of course, ended up in a situation like this to cry for the help. And fortunately, nobody wanted to listen or understand where I was coming from to seek counseling of any type.
What made you seek out help 6 years after that assault happened?
Because it's been on my mind for the past 6 years concerning of my youngest son. And just knowing when I got pregnant, because 6 ago when I got sexually raped, the days didn't match up to my husband, and that's the only way I could deal with this whole situation, by going into the transition home. And I mean, I know I made accusations, false accusations. Like I said, I stepped up to the plate, and I'm telling nothing but the truth of the whole thing.
What do you mean you made false accusations?
I made false accusations saying that my husband broke my glasses that was on my face at the time, saying that he was hitting me in that, which was all false.
And why did you say that?
Because at the time I was afraid to come out with what I had on my mind and what I had on my chest. For the last 6 years, this has been weighing on me. The whole world has been weighing on me because I didn't know how to come out and say what was on my mind regarding of the sexual assault that happened to me back 6 years ago.
So you think your boy is the product of that sexual assault?
Yes.
Have you had a DNA test to find out whether that's true or not?
No, not as of yet.
So this is bothering you last February. Why do you have to go to a transition house? Why can't you go to social services and say, I need someone to talk to?
Because I didn't trust them, and I was afraid of them, but not no more.
You were afraid of social services, so you went to a transition house instead?
Yes.
And why were you afraid of social services?
Because I didn't want them to take my kids, and unfortunately this is what they've done, because I'm on the way I went about stuff. I didn't know how to come out and tell anybody what's been weighing on my shoulders.
Why did you think if you went to them for help, they would take your children away?
Because of where I lied about my husband, saying that, you know, from hitting me and that. And to me, that was a way for me to reach out for the help that I was looking for and reach out for the counseling to get this thing going. But it seems like nobody was listening to my cry at that time. They're not listening to me at all still to this day.
This reaction might seem extreme to a lot of people, this fear of social services, immediate fear of social services. But you were in foster care yourself when you were quite young.
Yes, I was. I grew up in foster care for 18 years, and I was in several foster homes. And I come from the last foster home I was in was in Lark Harbor. It was a beautiful home. I had beautiful parents. They looked after me right to the T. I got no complaints. They loved me as if they loved their own kids at the time. I was a part of their family. They didn't look at me any different.
Above and beyond what lies you may have told, do you think the fact that you used to be in care added to the list of things that social services put a tick next to when they first began to talk to you?
Absolutely. It's written plain and clear. I have the report. It's written plain and clear that this is what they're doing to me. They're holding my past against me, and they're also holding my education against me. They got me stated as being mentally. I am not mentally, and I'm not classified as grade 6.
You graduated from grade 12, in fact, didn't you?
Absolutely, I did.
So you go to the transition house. What happens then?
Well, I returned back home after being in a transition home. I returned back home with the two kids to be with my husband again and to work things out. Me and my husband sat down and we worked things out. He forgiven me for what I have done.
But what happened as far as your interaction with the social services? After you come back home, what happens as far as them getting involved, back more involved in your life?
Okay. At first, I wouldn't let them come into my home where the two small youngsters was two at that time because I was shielding them from the theater world because I didn't want nothing. I didn't want my kids to be harmed in either which way. I didn't want them because I was scared of social services at that time as well. There was a social worker at this time. She, when it was done at 8 o'clock that night, her and another social worker approached my property. They pushed my husband out of the way. They entered into my home, and she sat down at my table, and my husband started to speak, and she looked up, and she told him to shut his mouth, and she'd do the speaking.
And what did she say?
She had a paper there in her hand. She wanted me and my husband to sign this paper. There was no explaining of what was on this paper. So me and my husband, we signed the paper, and when it come to, a couple of days after when it come to, we found out what it was all about. It was stating saying that if an argument happened to arise between me and my husband, that I had to leave the premises with the kids and contact social services right away.
Do you and your husband argue often?
No.
Why would they put that in there if there wasn't some history of that?
I don't know. Because, I mean, me and my husband's good parents. And, I mean, I love my husband. He loves me.
So you sign that piece of paper, and then what happens?
They uplifted that a week later after that happened and said that he was okay to be around the kids. I mean, the kids was still with us, but he couldn't be left alone with the kids by himself.
And roughly what time of year is this happening now?
That was in March month.
So what happens after that?
I got the social worker taken off the case. Then another social worker come onto the case. She, just because I wouldn't follow what she wanted me to do, because she wanted me to go into Stephenville and tend to appointments that was being done, which is called a parent capacity assessment, which in my eyes is called an IQ test. And at that time, I mean, I didn't want to go to this man. I didn't want to do this because I felt afraid. I mean, to me, I mean, not that I got anything against any males out there, but I don't. It's just that I was afraid at that time. And just because I wouldn't go ahead with these appointments, they pulled me into court and had this done by the judge.
Had what done?
Had it said on a paper stating what they wanted me to do, like go to Stephenville, have this IQ test done. And I done it a lot longer than what my husband done it. I followed it for months, and my husband only done it for 3 weeks. And he done that after they removed the kids from their home. Then they also wanted me to do couples counseling. Then they wanted me to do counseling besides that. And then they wanted some other person to come into my home and work with my kids.
My sense is you don't like going to these meetings. You don't like having to talk about this with all of these people.
Exactly. Cause I was afraid. At that time, I was afraid of what social services would do to me. But I'm not afraid no more.
Why aren't you afraid anymore?
Because, to me, the justice wouldn't serve right. I love my kids. I'm not a bad mother. I'm a really good mother to my kids. My kids right now, they're crying. They're out in care. They're crying to come home. It tore my heart out of my chest when they come and remove my kids from my custody.
But when I look at the parental capacity report, the assessment that was done after your children were taken away, the psychologist describes your parenting skills as limited. You can't seem to get the kids to do what you ask them to do. You don't seem to have any strategies to get their cooperation. You let them eat whatever junk food they want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That is not true, because I can look after my youngsters, and I can meet their needs, and I can limit them to their junk food.
He expressed doubts on your ability to deal with your older boy, with the boys, your older child, with his learning disabilities and his challenges. How do you feel about your ability to help him?
Well, he got special needs, and I will meet his needs. And if he needs to go to St. John's, if the doctor called me out from St. John's today and I had to be in St. John's for Monday, he would be there. No questions about it.
Because that's one of the other things that seems to have put a minus mark on their assessment for you was they say you don't do the follow-up meetings, you don't show up for follow-up appointments, that you don't participate in the process.
Now, I will correct that because I did have my youngest son to my family doctor when he was having issues with his ears.
But you have missed a number of meetings and a number of appointments.
Not regarding of my son, I haven't.
Those missed appointments have been in other parts of this process.
Yes.
The assessments, the tests, the parental capacity thing, all of that.
Yes. Because, I mean, the missed appointments, that's doings of me. That's got no doings of my son.
Here's one paragraph from the report. As it pertained to instruction, she, meaning you, she showed lack of understanding of how to support or accommodate, and I won't say his name, her son's learning needs. During one instance, he repeated numerous times his request for her to place cards in an activity book, but she didn't understand this, did not have the means to clarify what he was requesting. In another occasion, she introduced questions regarding naming of colors and counting, which he again became frustrated at because it was a higher level request for him. He senses that you don't have the skills to help him.
That is not true. I do have the skills to help that little boy because I know when he speaks, I know exactly what he's talking about and what he asks for because I interact with my little boy.
What happened in the weeks leading up to the 15th of October last fall, Dorothy? How was it that they came, regardless of where you were in this process, how was it that the department came to take your kids?
I'll start from scratch here. The social services been coming into my home, been working with me and the kids. At this time, and just because I refused to go in and see this doctor into Stephenville, and it all come down to a pack of lies, because, I mean, I made up a lie of regarding having to go in and meet with this doctor, because, I mean, plain and simple, I just didn't like him, and I knew for a fact he didn't like me.
So what did they tell you on the 15th of October as to why they were taking the kids? Was it because you refused to cooperate with the process because you wouldn't see this doctor?
Nope, got nothing to do with that.
What was the reason?
The reason, they come into my house at 5:30 on October the 15th. They hand me a piece of paper stating that the kids could be or is at physical and emotional harm.
But there's no evidence, is there, of any abuse or neglect on your part or your husband's?
No harm. Those kids was loved dearly. They had everything they could ask for.
So the removal of the children is based on the potential for harm?
That's what it's stating.
And what potential for harm do you think you and your husband present?
We didn't, there was no harm there. We loved our kids right to the fullest. We'd done exactly what we could do to have our kids and to love them. Myself as a parent, I mean, I've been there. I've seen my kids go through teething. I potty train them. I feed them. I clothe them. I bath them. I took them outdoors. I let them interact with everybody. I took them to doctor's appointments. Even before my kids got removed, I had my son enrolled in school. He was doing preschool. I had my daughter enrolled in preschool here in Port au Basque. And then I also had my son going to speech therapy. And speech therapy was every week.
This assessment where they watched you interact with your two children, where did that take place?
It was taking place at the CYFS into Stephenville.
So you're in a room with your kids and they're watching how you interact
exactly.
with them. I'm wondering how you felt that day because interacting with your kids in an office or a playroom in some school kind of setting is different than being at home with them.
It is very different because when I'm at home, I'm a one-on-one parent because my husband works full-time. And me and my mother-in-law has been coming to the house day in and day out. I mean, she was working at that time as well. I mean, you know, when she leave, it was just me and the kids home. I mean, there was times that woman come into my house and my kids be up my arms. One be on one side of my arm, the other one be on the other. I'd be reading to them, I'd be playing with them, and then I'd be preparing their lunches for them throughout the day and giving them meals to them when it was meal time. But in there, I feel like, every time I go in to see my kids, it's supervised. Because it makes me feel that I'm a criminal, like I've done something so bad, like I harmed those kids. And for goodness sakes, if I was so bad as what they're putting me out to be, I could have had my kids dead and buried in my backyard, but I'm a good parent.
This report isn't going to help you in any way when it comes to trying to get your kids back here. This report is pretty damning.
Yes, it is.
Just to quote from it again, Mrs. Rogers' parental abilities regarding meeting of her child's emotional, medical, social, and cognitive needs appears lacking. Self-report of parent stress was nil, i.e. you say you're not under any stress, but this was in contrast to reports and observed interactions. Insights into her own needs and deficits appear to be at an emergent level. He's saying there that you are barely aware of your needs, let alone your child's.
I was very much aware of my needs. I knew I needed counseling, but I was reaching out for it, but I was denied it all because they wouldn't look at me for counseling. I was home for 8 months after I left the transition house. They looked up, they wrote it on paper. It was forwarded to the judge in the Corner Brook stating that they requested for the counseling. And here it is now, still 4 months later, kids still gone, and still no counseling put in the place. I mean, what's going on? They're just sitting on their arses and doing nothing?
What's the next step in this process?
The next step is to go to court and fight this battle to have my kids come back home.
You've got a lawyer now?
I have a lawyer now.
Your four-year-old's about to turn five, is he not?
Yes, he's about to turn five next Saturday.
The 12th of February?
Yes.
How's it going to feel for him, for you, for your husband, if his fifth birthday isn't in your house, but in somebody else's?
Devastated. Because he's going to feel left out. Why is mommy and daddy not there for my birthday? Because his birthday lies on a Saturday, and I can't have that visit to see him.
Why can't you see him on his birthday?
Because it lies on a Saturday, and the Saturday is that's when the government office is closed for the social services.
And you need a social services rep to be there?
They will not let me see my kids unless the kids are supervised with me. I got to have a supervised visit.
So Saturdays are out?
Saturday, I cannot see my son on Saturday for his birthday. I got to either see him that Friday or see him the following Monday.
The undercurrent in this whole affair seems to be that the system doesn't think that you and your husband have the skills, the intelligence, the social skills, the coping mechanisms to be the parents these kids need.
Well, when I look at it from that point of view, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that got their own kids with them. And, I mean, they've been labeled before, just like me and my husband's being labeled right now. And there's a lot of people that got the delays and got disabilities and got their kids and looking after them, doing a great job with that. When this test results came out, my husband and myself had a meeting with the kids on the exact same day. When we left Piccadilly, we went up to Stephenville, and the test results, we went in and got them. And I looked up and asked the doctor, what does he think about the results? Did we do okay or did we fail it? He said, nope. He said, the test was good. He said, all you need to do is do a bit of counseling. He said, after the counseling's over, your kids can go back home with you. That was good enough. The next day, I had two social services show at my door to come into my house at my table. And I asked her, I said, what do you think about the test results on your behalf? And I said, I done better than what my husband done. Oh, no, no, no. You can't have the kids regardless because you're not in no state of mind to have the kids. But your husband can have the kids, but must be somebody moving our house for the rest of the youngsters' lives just for them to go through school. I mean, that is ridiculous. I'm not a perfect parent. There's no perfect parent out there in this world. If there is, I'd like to meet them. Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Please, in one more little detail here. When I had these two social workers come into my home, because my mother-in-law was here, and she's a witness to what took place here at my house at that point in time, they come into my home, and it was about this test results that was done on me and my husband, and she's looked up, and she said, we're going for another 3 months, and she said, if we can't get nobody to move into our home for those kids to come home, then they will possibly look at going for full custody over the kids.
Permanent.
Permanently full custody over the kids. And that was said because my mother-in-law is a witness to that, and we went over there and we had another meeting, and she looked up and she said that she did not say it, but she did.
Let us know what happens when you get to court.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Dorothy Rogers in Port-au-Basque.